The program for Tuesday follows. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for Today. I hope this Tuesday morning finds you well. Yes, Truth for Today, the great truth of God's Word that we can live by. Yesterday we spoke about changing things in a changing world and unchanging things that we can look to. Yes, we live in a world of change and decay. We're thankful that we have such a person as God in whom we live and move and have our being that we can anchor our souls to from everlasting to everlasting. And in the midst of a changing world, uncertainty and turmoil, I would like to point you to another great truth today to which we can anchor our souls. I invite your attention to Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8, a very short verse of Scripture, but profound. Jesus Christ, the same, yesterday and today and forever. What a wonderful statement. Just think about Jesus, who he is and was. John chapter 1 tells us, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning. And he says, not anything was made that was made except by means of the Word. And verse 14 of this chapter says, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Yes, when we talk about Jesus, we're talking about God, and he is the Word that became flesh. And John says, when we beheld him, we beheld the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. In one place, Jesus said, in the 8th chapter of John, verses 56 through 59, he says, before Abraham was, I am. So he is identifying himself with God the Father. The Word became flesh. And Jesus became flesh to become our Savior. He shall save his people from their sins. Matthew 1:21. And when the Lord started his ministry, he says, the Son of Man is come to seek and save that which was lost. He came to be our Savior. The sinless one died on the Oregon cross. And the third day he was raised from the dead that we might be raised from the dead. And that he died on a cross that we might be forgiven and our sins washed away by his precious blood. These truths are still the same today because we read in the book of Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25, he says, wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. So Jesus lives forevermore, and he is still able to save men's souls today and accomplish the purpose for which he came into the world. I know after our Lord was raised from the dead, he gave what we call the Great Commission there in Matthew chapter 28, as he told them to go and preach to all nations and baptizing them, and finally teaching them to observe all things. In verse 20 he says, lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. The message of Jesus, and what he stood for is unchanging because it would be carried out unto the end of the world or unto the end of the age, what he said there. He is unchanging. His truth is unchanging. Men would say today that we need to streamline the gospel and bring it up to date. But I tell you what, the gospel is far ahead of this age or any age. Man just simply needs to streamline his own life to conform to the gospel. Men talk about the old-time religion and the old-fashioned gospel. But really, this concept isn't true because the gospel is not old-fashioned. It's not old-time because it is without date. It doesn't get old. It is far ahead of every age because Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and his message is needed for every generation alike, and his message is timeless. Oh, may we realize this great truth that we can anchor our souls to. We don't need to look to another gospel. We do not need to look to a social gospel or a changed gospel. Man needs to change himself to conform to the gospel requirements, and not to bring the gospel down to man's level and trying to corrupt and defile it. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. We read there in Hebrews chapter 13, and the next verse says, be not carried away or about with divers and strange doctrines. Thank you for listening today.